Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. Over the next couple of videos, I'm going to be attempting to create a sort of multi-purpose query that we can use as the basis of reports and also as the basis of form, and it's going to be related to booking details. Now, in order to do this, I'm going to need to use a couple of different techniques and a couple of different functions, and in this video I'm going to be explaining to you the DLOOKUP function and how you can use that in a query. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB15, and then we open that one up. Okay, so what I'm interested in is if we take a look at table booking details, this is where we keep most of the useful information about booking details, funny enough, including the check-in date, the check-out date, the room, and obviously some notes. And we're going to be creating a query that's kind of based off of this, doing it bit by bit. So like I said, this particular video we're going to be focusing on a DLOOKUP function. So if you go to the create tab and click on query design, and for the moment just pick table booking details and add, and we can pretty much add all the information in there. So what we've done is just replicate the original table. But what I want to do, and I'm going to use a DLOOKUP function for this, is I want a column that indicates the cost per night of a room. And there's a couple of ways of doing this. I could actually just drop the room table in there and use the cost per night then, but then I wouldn't get to show you the DLOOKUP function. So that's no good, is it? So what we do have is a room ID, which is here, room ID FK. And what I want to do is use this room ID to go over to the room table, table rooms, and to look up the cost per night for that particular room ID. That's what I want to do. And we use the DLOOKUP function to do that. So we skirt along here and we click into this empty column, click on builder. And what we're going to call this column, well, we'll call it cost per night and put a colon. So this is going to be the name of that particular column, and now this is going to be the data that it's going to hold. And DLOOKUP, click on that. So the DLOOKUP function takes two required arguments and one optional argument. The first required argument is what field are we looking for, and I don't remember, so close that. Should leave this open actually. So the field we want to actually return is called cost per night. I could probably have guessed that, but why take a chance, eh? Okay, so it's called cost per night. So it needs to be within open and closed quotation marks, and also it's a good idea to put it within open and closed square brackets. So it looks like this. Okay, so that's the field we're returning. The next, then what we do is we put a comma and we say where it's coming from. This can be the name of a table or a query. In this case, we're just interested in table rooms. And now we get to the optional part, which is where we specify some kind of criteria. The criteria is that the room ID has to equal whatever the room ID returned by room ID FK is. Now, on every single record, and I'm going to run this or put it to data sheet view, and please ignore what's in. Don't ignore that for 1 second. For every single record here, we have a different, well, not for every single record, but for example, records 1 and 2, we have a different room ID. So when we're working out the cost per night, we want to work it out based on this room ID, and here we want to work it out based on this room ID. So what we do is we go back to our DLOOKUP function, and we put another comma, and open and closed quotation marks, open close square brackets, and it's room ID equals, now we're going to use an ampersand, and room, see, it hasn't done it, is it? Okay, room ID FK, which should actually probably be in open and close square brackets anyway, but okay, so press OK and go to, or run it actually, and now we get the different cost per night. Just trying to explain that last bit to you. What we've actually done is the room ID FK refers to this field here, room ID FK. So if, for example, within the record that's number one, it will literally say, look up the cost per night in table rooms where the room ID is number one. And if that's number two, it will say, look up the cost per night in table rooms where room ID is number two. So that's DLOOKUP functions. One other thing we can do, because at the moment it's just returning a number and I'd like it to return it like a currency, we can actually convert this to currency by tapping in here CCUR bracket, and that means convert currency. So anything within the CCUR brackets will be converted to a currency, and we end up with that. Okay, we'll save this and we'll call this query booking details extended. Press OK, and there we go. Thank you for watching, and I shall see you in the next video.